Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, and a website that is very easy to remember, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts as we start a new week on this 27th day of September 2021, a Monday morning. Folks, after a dry, stable weather pattern and really very nice, particularly late last week with cooler temperatures in place, we're going to see things change just a bit now. This has all started with the return of some Gulf moisture, rather limited so far, off the Gulf of Mexico. Most importantly, though, is an area of upper-level low pressure. Boy, you can really see this on the satellite out over the southwest U.S. And what's happening now is, even though that moisture's been a little slow to return, the upper-level low is getting closer, and the Gulf of Mexico realizes that. And I think later today into tonight and into early tomorrow on Tuesday, we're really going to see abundant Gulf moisture, high dew points really surge back into the state of Texas and back over our local area. And it's only convenient because what's happening is that moisture's coming up in advance of the low. The low itself creates abundant lift in the atmosphere. And so I think once we get into later today, tonight, into tomorrow, the clouds really begin to pick up. Southerly winds, southeasterly winds will be picking up. And guess what, folks? After a rather dry September, I think we're going to end the month on a pretty wet note. Once we get into tomorrow, I think the rain, shower, and thunderstorm chances go up. For the first time in a while, we're going to see a lightning risk across the area with the thunderstorms. And in addition, I see Wednesday into Friday, there being periods of heavy rain across South Central Texas. The National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, they're suggesting in their morning guidance this morning that we could see between 2 and 3 inches of rain over the next 7 days over the I-35 corridor. So, going to be interesting to watch, and I'm particularly watching Wednesday through Friday of this week for South Central Texas. Got a lot of stuff going on later this week and into next weekend across the Austin area as we come up on the first weekend of October. So going to need to watch it, but it's just not looking very optimistic at this point. But on the optimistic note, we do need the rainfall across the Austin area. It's been a very dry month, and we need to get some of that rainfall, and it certainly looks like we will. Once that rain chance kicks in, you know what? I don't know. I mean, our highest rain chance is probably a Wednesday into Friday, but those rain chances linger on into Sunday and Monday, the end of the weekend into the first part of next week. All that is a weak cold front moves in from the northwest by early next week. So I think we need to watch it. Stormy weather, is it going to be severe? I don't think so, but I think we will see shower and thunderstorm activity with the potential to produce some pretty heavy rains across South Central Texas. Friends, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 27th day of September 2021. I'll update my audio weather thoughts, of course, with my 7-day forecast, which is on the website. I'll do that again on Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning. Hope you have a great Monday.